朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
种的是什么，收的是什么。
What you sow is what you reap.
今天我们常常觉得这些人对不起我们，那些人怎么样子的不配合我们。
And we say these guys has wronged us and it's been terrible to us.
我的确相信世界上的确有些人对我们并不公正。
And I do believe that there are people in the world that's not fair to us.
但是真正容神益人，你是不在乎别人怎么对我们。
But if you're really seeking to glorify God and to bless others, you really don't care about how others treat you.
你为着荣耀神。
And for the sake of glorifying God,
你为着叫人能够得到永远的祝福。
And for the sake that man may receive eternal blessings.
你自己肯，神自己也来肯定了我们人生的价值。
And God himself will come and affirm the worth of your life.
所以一个没有崇高人生目的的，真的是一个不值得活的人生。
And a life that does not have a very high, glorious purpose, is life not worth living.
因为它吸引了我们的时间，我们的力量，我们一切所有的。
Because it's drawn all of our time, all of our resources, and all of our strength.
而这种勇士，我们去见神的时候，我们才发现他不能跟着我们去。
And in eternity, when we go and see God, we realize we can't take any of it with us.
因为他充其量只是今生的成就，今生的果效，他没有永恒的价值。
Because the fruit of his labor is but temporal, but for this life, it has no eternal value.
所以我们说活出我们的最好。
So when we say live out our very best,
不是在这里去跟别人比较外面的成就，这是这个世界的潮流。
It is not to compare with others' success. This is the current of this society, this world.
我们要让真正给人带来的祝福，真正在神面前永存的价值，我们来衡量我们的人生。
We want these true blessings that we bring about to others and evaluate our life.
所以当我们要这样子活着的时候，
and when we want to live in such a way,
我们里面常常会面临一种的征战跟挑战。
We will often have challenges within us.
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
对这样子的人，我值得为他牺牲吗？
For such a person, is it worth it for me to?
我值得把我的钱拿去帮助这些人吗？
Is it worth it for me to take my money and go help these people?
我们值得辞掉我们高薪的工作起来服侍主吗？
Is it worth it for me to quit my job, high-paying job, and go and serve the Lord?
我值得在我晚上很累的时候，我还出去看望那些有需要的人吗？
Is it worth it while that I am late in the evening, I'm exhausted, and still go visit those who have needs?
当我跟别人传福音的时候，别人嘲笑我们、拒绝我们，让我们吃闭门羹。我还值得去花代价再去请他吗？
When we share the gospel and they mock us and they laugh at us, will we go back again and invite him?
当我在这里为他屈膝祷告求祝福的时候，他反而在背后伤害我，我还值得继续为他祷告吗？
When I am on my knees praying for his utmost good and he still harms me from behind my back, is it still worth it for me to pray for him?
弟兄姊妹，这是为什么我提到第二个点，活着为耶稣是一个最有福的生活态度。
And brothers, this is the reason why I label the second point. Living for Jesus is the best attitude.
如果是为着今生，
if just for this life,
如果只是为着眼前的这样子看得见摸得着的，
if it's just for the things that you can see and the things you can touch,
如果只是为着我们所遭受别人给我们的回报跟待遇的话，
if it's just for what you will get in return,
很多的事情都不值得我们这样子做。
A lot of things that is not worth it for us to go and do.
但是圣经给我们的秘诀就是说，你无论做什么，
But the secret of the Bible says, no matter what you do,
要从心里面做，像是给主做的。
Do it from your heart as if it's done towards the Lord.
他说，基督的爱在这里激励我们，像大水冲我们一样。
It says the love of Christ compels us like a great rushing water.
因为基督这么爱我们，
because Christ loves us so much,
就让我们里面产生了一个态度。
That we would have an attitude inside.
让我们这些现在活着的不再为自己活。
That we who live will no longer live for ourselves.
我们愿意替那位替我们死而复活的主活。
But live for him who died and rose again for us.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天当我们真正在主的爱里面为着主而做这些事的时候，
Friends, sister, when we do things in the love of the Lord,
明明是他错。
It may be very obvious it is the other person's fault.
但是求和的却是我们。
But it is us who seeks peace.
从人来看，我们吞不下这口气。
From a man's perspective, we cannot swallow this.
可是当你从永恒的角度，
But if you look at it from an eternal perspective,
当我们从为着爱我们的主来的时候，
But if we come from the perspective of because I do it for the love of the Lord,
你发现我们里面会有一种说不出来的爱和力量去做这件事情。
You realize there's a strength within you that's enabled you to do such a thing.
当妈妈的照顾孩子也是这样。
If all those who are mothers, when you take care of your children, it's the same way.
当丈夫的体贴妻子也是这样。
And husbands husbands, when you care for your wife, it's the same way.
尤其当妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，如同教会顺服主一样。弟兄姊妹，我们都需要为耶稣。
And particularly when wives, when you need to submit to your husband as the church submits to Christ, we need to do it for the Lord.
他自负德性，我怎么顺服得了他呢？
This kind of attitude, how can I submit to it?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们是为的主，我们顺服他，如同顺服主，这是神给我们的秘诀。
But brothers and sisters, we do it for the Lord. When we submit ourselves, we do it for the Lord. It's His secret.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们生活的一个非常健康而重要的态度。
And it's a very healthy attitude for us in our everyday life.
当我们一想到是为的主。
And whenever we think about the fact that it is for Jesus,
我们里面就有力量。
Then we have the strength.
我们里面甚至觉得甘甜。
And then there's sweetness inside.
主，我甘心做这件事。
Lord, I am willing to do this.
没有人的掌声 ，so what?
Nobody's clapping for me, so what?
没有他的了解 ，so what?
Nobody understood, so what?
他甚至这个忘恩负义的对待我们，主，我的奖赏，我的喜乐在你的面前。
Even if the person treat me very badly for the good things that I've done, I say, Lord, all of my reward is in your hands.
真是这样，我们就能够在各处显扬那因圣是基督而有的馨香之气。
It's truly like this, and we are able to diffuse the fragrance that comes from knowing Christ.
而且也真正能够这样子的时候，死在我们身上发动。
And truly, then death would be at work in us.
生就在别人身上发动。
That life would be at work in others.
我们不仅仅在各处能够流露基督的馨香，流露基督徒的见证。
Not only can we give out the fragrance of Christ, the testimony of Christ, no matter where we go.
而且我甚至能够给人祝福。
But we may bring about blessings to others.
能够把主给人。
To give the Lord to someone.
其实今天我们周围里面住着我们所接触的人，很多人都是活在需要中。
And just think about the people that you're in touch with, that in your circles of life, they're all in the midst of needs.
你不要以为你那个跋扈的丈夫他里面没有需要，可能他活得很痛苦。
Don't think that your husband don't have any needs. He may be in misery.
我们不要以为那个背叛的孩子们他们自己活得很快乐，其实他们活得很失明或虚空。
Do not think a child who is lost and rebellious, or who is rebellious, is very happy. He may be in the midst of something that is very lost and confused.
我们在公司里面的同事，我们在外面所碰找的人，其实弟兄姊妹到处充满着需要。
Our coworkers at work, people that we meet in the world, there are needs all over the place.
我想我们看过很多的，我想你们弟兄姊妹也看过这样子的报道。
And I know all of you have seen such a report.
他们做过很多的实验。
They've done a lot of experiments.
连花、连 plants 这些植物
，even flowers and plants，
或动物。
Or even animals.
当你真正爱他、关心他的时候
，when you really love it and you really care for it，
哎，你发现这个 plant 长得更好，花开得更多
，and you begin to realize that this plant actually blossoms more and is more beautiful.
连植物都会这样
，even plants are this way.
那还有更多做动物实验的啊
，and people have done experiments with animals as well.
那英国有一个。农场的女儿，她家里面鸡原来生蛋都生不好的。
And there was a daughter of a farmer in England, and her chicken farm did not, the chicken did not lay many eggs.
她后来每天早上跑到鸡房跟鸡唱歌，对他们讲话。
So every morning, this little girl would go and sing to the chicken and talk to them.
另外一个农场也是这个乳牛生产不好，他们放古典音乐给她听。
And another farm that had cows that would not produce milk, and they would play contemporary.Classical music.
如果是热门音乐的话，他们就去跳舞了，不生蛋。
If we're playing rock and roll, the chicken would be all dancing. They would not be laying eggs.
这个产量不知道增加了80%还是多少。
And the produce or the product increased by about 80%.
人跟人之间更是需要爱。
And the relationship between men, we need love even more.
所以上个礼拜成人主日学的时候，我曾经讲过 Mother Teresa 啊。
So last Sunday school last week, I spoke about Mother Teresa.
这个 Teresa 她来到 Arizona 演讲的时候
，And when she came to Arizona to give a speech.
啊，完了以后，很多人去问她说，有什么是我们可以做的
？And a lot of people came and rushed to her and said, "What is it that we can do?"
Teresa 说，她说我最不喜欢听见人问我这样子的话。
And she said, "I hate it when people ask me such a question."
为什么要来问我有什么是你可以做的呢
？Why do you need to come and ask me what is it that you can do?
只要我们真正有爱。
If you really have love,
只要我们真正的关心别人
if you really care for someone,
在我们周围有数不尽的需要是我们已经可以做的
There are countless needs around us that we can fulfill.
多少人你给他一点的爱跟鼓励，他整个人振奋起来。
So many people, you just give them a little bit of love and encouragement, they're strengthened.
多少的孩子在犯错失败之后，我们给他鼓舞，他能够重新起来。
So many kids, when they are in the midst of doing wrong and falling away, when you encourage them, they come back.
我记得我常常讲的一个故事，因为有福音朋友让我再讲一次。
And I know I've spoken this story oftentimes, but because the gospel friends, I'm going
to say it one more time. 讲到一个退休的牧师，有一天到餐馆去吃饭。
There was a retired pastor that went to a restaurant to eat.
那个侍女对他的态度非常的恶劣。
And the waitress was terrible with him.
啊，根本不理他。
She ignored him completely.
讲话的时候脸是cold face，一个冷面。
And every time she spoke to him, she would just.No emotion whatsoever.
给他倒水，往桌上一放水，洒到桌上，他也不管，就走了。
And she would pour water for the retired pastor. She would slam it on the table, and the water will overspill. She just walks away.
这个老牧师安安静静吃完他的饭。
And the old pastor very quietly finished his meal.
他留了一大笔的小费，超过了他自己所吃的钱。
He left an amount of tip that surpassed what he paid for or what the cost of his meal.
就在这个牧师往外走的时候
And just as this pastor is walking out of the restaurant,
这个女士追出来
And this waitress came after him.
她说先生 你钱找错了留在桌上
He said, Mister, you left the wrong change. You left it on the table.
那个牧师说小姐那个钱是给你的
And the pastor said, Miss, the money is for you.
那个人说为什么我晚上这样子对待你，你为什么要这样
？She said, "Why I haven't treated you very nicely this
evening." 为什么要我们碰到这样子的人，我们早就生气了。
But just if we meet such a person, we'd be furious ourselves.
或者我们不留小费了。
Or we just don't leave any tips.
但是这个牧师告诉他。
But this pastor told her.
他说：“女儿，他说我知道你今天里面一定有心事困扰着你。
”And he said, "Daughter, I know today there's something that's troubling you."
他说：“不然我不相信你会用这样子的态度对待客人。”
Or else I do not believe that you would treat your customer with such an attitude.
还是我巴不得我能够帮助你什么。
And I hope that I can help you some way.
哦，他一讲完这句话的时候，那个侍女整个眼泪就下来。
And after he spoke these words, the waitress began to cry.
他说：“我昨天晚上我的先生才突然告诉我说。”他要跟我离婚，他有外遇。
Last night, my husband told me that he wants to divorce me because he has an affair apart from this marriage.
他说我整个人痛苦到我整夜也没睡觉，我根本没有办法来上班，但是我不能不来，因为我还有一个女儿要养。
And I was in such pain and agony, I couldn't sleep all night, but I still have a child, a daughter to raise.
弟兄姊妹，就在停车场那边，这个老牧师就带着这个痛苦的侍女转向了主，他信了耶稣。
So at that moment, the old pastor led this waitress to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，神常常好像在这里撞击，容许一些环境来刺激我们。
It seems like God allows circumstances to come along our way to just hit us.
就好像一个杯子被撞击一样，它里面装的是什么，它出来的就是什么。
Just like a cup that has been nudged or pushed, whatever is inside of it will overflow.
我们里面如果装的是主的爱，装的是一个真正是神的恩典和祝福。
If what's inside of us is truly the love of God and it's the blessings of God.
别人对我们无礼，环境对我们困难。只会激发出基督的馨香之气。
If they wrong us and the environments are bad, it only causes to overspill the fragrance of Christ.
我们里面装的是自己的血气、自己的情欲、自己的自私的话。
If we only have our selfishness, our own selves,
环境一刺激就爆发出我们里面的本相来。
And the stir of the environment will expose what's inside of us.
所以你看，每一年夏天。几乎在加州的公路上常常有枪杀的事情。
And you see that in California, particularly during the summertime, you see a lot of drive-by shootings.
天气热热的，有人开过来，突然 cut in, 抢到你的车道。
And in a very hot day, somebody would just come and cut you off.
我突然给你伸一个中指啊
！And somebody would just flip you, flip you off.
哇，你气得不得了，就上去了，对不对
？And you're so upset, you're angry, and you just go after him.
弟兄姊妹，这些环境都在这里显明我们里面到底装的是什么。
And all these environments exposes what's inside of us.
除非我们看见活着为耶稣。
Unless we know that we are living for Jesus.
很多时候我们会为着自己。
And oftentimes for the sake of ourselves.
我们在这里争，我们在这里恨，我们在这里。
We'll compete, we'll hate, and we'll grab.
然后我们活得不快乐。
And then we're not happy.
但我们真的是为了主。
But unless we really live for the Lord.
真的是为了要流露主的爱的话。
If we really want to pour forth His love.
我相信我们整个人生很不一样。
I believe our entire life would be completely different.
荒漠甘泉里面讲到有一个老人。
Stream in the desert spoke of an old man.
他随身带着一罐小润滑油。
And he always carried with him a very little small bottle of oil.
不管到任何人家，到任何的地方去，只要听见那个门嘎嘎那样子吱吱 作响的时候。
And no matter where he goes, whenever he hears the squeaky noise of the door,
他做一件很简单的事，就给他滴两三滴润滑油。
He does something very simple. He take that little bottle of oil and just oil the joint.
就出去的那个吱吱嘎嘎的声音。
And it would get rid of that noise.
很简单的事。
Something very simple.
可是这个老人却除掉了许多的 noise.
But this old gentleman has got rid of a tremendous amount of noise.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们这些属主的人里面有圣灵膏油的人。
Brothers and sisters, we who belong to the Lord have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
为什么巴不得我们里面常常成为为别人点油的人
？And I pray that oftentimes we would be the people that would go and anoint others.
有人跑到你的面前吱吱嘎嘎、吱吱嘎嘎，全是那些生锈、铁锈的声音的时候。
Somebody who comes before you and just cries out and complains, and there's all sorts of noise.
哎呀，我先生怎样？哎，我孩子怎样？我老板怎样？你给他点两三滴油。
My husband and my kids, my boss, the blah 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 blah, and just anoint them a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，很简单的，点两三滴油。
Brothers and sisters, just a couple of drops.
你就发现他安静了。
And you realize all of a sudden they're quiet.
他舒服了。
They're comfortable.
哦，他那个摩擦的东西掉了。
And the things that's causing friction in their life is gone.
弟兄姊妹，你看这么简单的事，却是这么有意义的事情。
It's such a simple thing, but it's so meaningful.
我们愿不愿意接受这个挑战呢？
Are you willing to be challenged this way?
我真的愿意跟弟兄姊妹做个挑战。
Brothers and sisters, I really want to challenge everyone here.
能不能每个礼拜天至少跟五个人说 hello, 关心他一下？
Every Sunday, at least say hello to five individuals.
五个指头嘛，好记啊。
Just, you know, you have five fingers, it's very easy to remember.
尤其是新来的，尤其是福音朋友们。
Particularly those who are newcomers and gospel friends.
我们不是做户口调查，你叫什么？哦，你在做什么？你薪水多少？你家几个孩子 ？OK, 拜拜。
We're not doing a census and said, what is your name? Where do you live? How many kids do you have?
虽然我们可能问的话都很类似，你在哪里做事啊？你从哪里来
？Perhaps the questions are very similar.
但是你的眼睛跟你的表情都让人家知道你是不是有油，你是不是有爱。
But your eyes and your expression will let others know whether there is really you have love and you have the Lord.
那如果我们整个教会能够在神面前是这样
，So I pray that the entire church before the Lord we could be that way.
弟兄姊妹啊，神的祝福真是要在我们中间流露出来。
Friends, the blessings of God really wants to outflow from us.
为什么 Brooklyn Tabernacle 教会啊？
Why is it that the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church?
他们在美国这么黑暗、这么堕落的 Brooklyn 的区里面。
And they were in the midst of the darkest area in the United States, in the city of Brooklyn.
他们教会搬到哪里去，哪边的房价就上涨。
And when the church grows and wherever they move, that area, the housing market goes up.
他们一去那边，很多罪恶的事情就消失了。
Wherever they go, all the crimes disappear.
很多人信耶稣了。
A lot of people come to Jesus.
很多的治安都安定了。
And there's a tremendous amount of peace in the neighborhood.
商店可以自由的开店，不要怕人家来抢。
And the stores can open their doors wide, and they don't have to worry about being robbed.
为什么一个教会搬过去，房价自动上涨呢
？Why is it that when a church moves in that neighborhood, all of a
sudden the real estate goes up? 他们活出了那个真实的见证来。
They lived out a real testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的挑战。
Brothers, this is our challenge.
如果我们每一次来到教会，就说今天到底我能够得着什么
？If we come to the church and we ask, what is it that I can get today?
到底今天讲员要讲什么
？What is the speaker going to talk about today?
到底今天唱诗带诗的人带的好不好
？And the songs that the song leader lead today, whether it's good or bad?
哎，又是只唱中文。
Once again, it's Chinese.
哦，又是都是英文。
Once again, it's all English.
弟兄姊妹，我们拿掉这些东西。
Brothers and sisters, let's strip all these things away.
我们真正来到神的面前，我们是为了荣神，为了义人。
We come to the Lord to glorify Him and to bring blessings to others.
我们来的不是只是为了要得，我们也在这里学习给。
We did not come to simply to receive, but learn to give.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当我们真是这样的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we're really like this,
我相信教会有更好的祝福。
And I believe the church will have a greater blessing.
有太不一样的祝福。
It would be a different type of blessing.
在英国
，In England,
有一个老姊妹，有一个姊妹
，And there's an elderly sister.
她生了重病，她没有办法行动。
And she was in a severe illness. She could not move.
她连来教会聚会的自由都没有，因为她整个人病的躺在床上。
She did not even have the freedom of coming to church. She was completely bedridden.
有一天，她在床上看了一篇文章。
So one day she read an article while she was in bed.
是穆迪先生的讲道。
It was the transcript from Pastor Moody.
当他一看见这个信息的时候
，When she read this message,
他说：“主，这是我们教会需要的。
”And she says, "Lord, this is what our church needs."
因为他所在的教会人多得不得了，但是聚会冷冰冰的。
Because the place that she of her gathering, there's very very a large group of people, but it's very cold.
教会里面没有神的同在。
And inside the church, there is you can't find the
presence
of God.
神儿女们中间没有真实的爱。
And there is no true love among the brothers and sisters.
她为着这样子的信息祷告。
And for such a message, she prayed for.
她虽然不能来聚会。
She could not come to the meeting.
她求神把穆迪弟兄有一天能带到英国，带到他们的教会。
She prayed that God would send Moody into England and to her church.
弟兄姊妹，这几乎是一件不可能的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that's merely impossible.
impossible.
But she prayed so fervently.
非常稀奇的芝加哥大火，在芝加哥在重建的期间，目的真的到英国去了。
And amazingly, when Chicago caught on fire and when the church was being rebuilt, Moody actually went to England.
而且穆迪这次去的时候，他是想说我不讲道，我要带着一个学习的态度去。
And Moody went and he said, "I'm not going to speak this time in my trip. I'm just going to go and learn."
所以他去都没有讲道，他都是去听道。
He went and he just basically listened to all the sermons.
就在有一天聚会的里面
，just in the middle of a meeting,
圣灵就突然感动穆迪。起来交通几句话
and the Holy Spirit prompted Moody to get up and to say a few words.
那会后就有一个牧师来找他
and afterwards a pastor came to see him.
他说穆迪先生，我请求你一定到我们教会来
said Mr. Moody, I ask and I beg of you to come to our church.
结果穆迪就是到了他们的教会去了
and Moody went to that particular church.
弟兄姊妹，第一堂讲完
after the very first message,
整个聚会没有动静，冰冻三尺，没有反应
the entire congregation was still cold, no response.
所以那天当那个聚会早上聚会的结果回来告诉这个姊妹的时候
And at the conclusion of this meeting the results were reported to this elderly sister
迫切在主人面前哭求她说神你一定要怜悯我们的教会
She wept and she begged before the Lord and said Lord have mercy on our church
她进食她不吃饭她一直在神面前的呼求
She fasted and she cried out to the Lord continually and she wept before the Lord
那天晚上穆迪是在他们中间原来是最后一堂聚会
And that night Moody had his lastmessage with the church.
当他一站上去讲道的时候
he got up there and he began to speak.
整个会场完全改变
and the entire congregation was changed.
多少人流泪，圣灵的工作这么强烈
people were crying, they were weeping, the Holy Spirit was moving so mightily.
他们自己教会的牧师弟兄姊妹都不敢相信圣灵会这么强做工在他们中间
their own pastors and the brother and sister who were serving, they couldn't believe the moving of the Holy Spirit.
聚会就一天又加一天又加一天又加一天又多了一个多礼拜的聚会
so the meeting went on and it carried on for a week.
上百的人得救
Hundreds of people were saved
弟兄姊妹今天我们在神家到底我们是用一个什么态度来
Brother and sister, what exactly is our attitude when we come here?
死在我们身上发动的时候
Is death at work in us?
当我们把自己的自私自己的自我中心放到一边去的时候
When we put aside our selfishness, our self-centeredness
神要在我们中间发动
Life will begin to be at work in us
神的祝福要满溢在我们中间
The blessings of God will overflow in our midst
而最后我要提到活着是耶稣是最高生命的价值
And the last thing I want to say Living as Jesus is the highest value for our life
我说过我们不是要在我们原来那个自私旧造老亚当的生命里面去模仿耶稣
And I said already that we're not trying to imitate Christ in ourall created life
而是我们要叫基督的生命在我们里面能够显出来
but that the life of Christ may be revealed
保罗说不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
Paul says it's no longer I but Christ who lives in me
保罗说我们是有宝贝放在瓦器里的人
Paul says that there is a treasure in these earthen vessels
哎呀这个生命里面的丰富都等候我们来发现
the fullness of this life is waiting for you to discover
这个生命荣美的性情伟大的能力等候我们来经历它
the beauteous nature and the power behind it is waiting for you to experience
所以我说宝贝在瓦器里是个根我们已经得着了
So I said treasure in these earthen vessels is the foundation because we already have it
那不再是我乃是基督是一个秘诀
But no longer I but Christ it is the secret
我们学习在每一个环境的里面我们 deny ourselves
In every circumstance let's all learn how to deny ourselves
学习不再是我
No longer I
是主
It is Christ
主你来
It is the Lord, Lord
主你来 面对这个人
Come and deal with this person.
主，你透过我来面对这个环境。
Lord, through me, come and deal with this environment.
哦，让我们能够在或生或死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
Whether we are alive or whether we are dead, that Christ may be magnifying us.
这个成为我们的使命。
And this would be our commission.
这个成为我们每一个环境的挑战。
And the challenge in every circumstance.
所以在教会里面有需要的时候。
So whenever there's a need inside the church.
在家里面有需要的时候。
When there's a need inside your house.
我们能不能求神说叫你在我身上照常显大
Can we say, Oh Lord, be magnified in my life?
有一次我去参加一个聚会，好几千个人。
And one time I went to a meeting, there were thousands of people.
那个主要的讲员，一个非常非常有名的讲员。
And there was a very famous preacher.
他说我在教会里面。
He said, I'm in the church.
他说我常常去注意弟兄姊妹在人看不见的时候，他怎么样子生活，怎么样子侍奉。
A lot of times I would just watch how brothers and sisters live in an environment when people can't see them.
弟兄姊妹，很多人服事是坐在人的面前。
A lot of people, when they serve before others.
但是当没有人看见的时候
But when nobody can see it,
当没有人了解的时候
When nobody can understand it,
我们是不是仍然照常显大
Are we still allowing the Lord to be magnified?
我们里面享福的时候我们容易赞美
And when everything is at peace and a calm inside, we can praise.
我们受苦的时候能不能也赞美
When we are suffering, can we also praise?
我们碰到艰难的时候能不能也在这里流露基督让基督照常显大
When we face difficulties, can we also outflow Christ and let Christ be magnified?
当太太不讲理在那里一直唠叨吵架的时候
And when the wife is being unreasonable and she keeps on nagging, to suppress ourselves is very difficult.
转向救主
Turn to the Savior.
同样的当我们先生在那里无理取闹的时候
And when our husbands are being unreasonable as well,
我们要去忍耐也很辛苦的
And to endure it is very hard.
转向耶稣
Turn to Jesus.
有一个姊妹有一天在路上走
And one sister, once she was walking on the street,
突然碰到一个强盗要来抢一个盗匪要来抢她的皮包
And she met a robber that was going to rob her.
她说你要我的钱包
And she says, you want my bag?
那我决定可以给你
I can give it to you.
但是我告诉你我有更好的要给你
I have something even better that I'm going to give you.
哎呀，神，你还有什么更好的
And the robber said, what better things do you have?
她把耶稣介绍给她
And she gave him Jesus.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个了不起，这个算不来的
This is amazing. You can't imitate that.
弟兄姊妹，她那么有 confidence， 知道她要给人什么。
She has the confidence that she has something much better to give others.
一个小孩子站在旁边看牧师在那里修篱笆。
So a little boy one time was watching his pastor fixing the picket fence.
看了两三个小时。
And he was just standing there watching his pastor for two, three hours.
他说你这么有兴趣学修篱笆。
And the pastor goes, "You're so interested in fixing the fence."
他说我不是想 修篱笆
He said, no, I don't want to learn how to fix the fence.
他说我是在那里等你什么时候铁锤打到自己手的时候你会怎么反应
I'm waiting for it to see how you respond when you hit yourself with a hammer.
我想看看你们牧师有没有不一样
And I want to see if the pastors are different from the rest of the world.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
其实我们里面这个人生命如何
Whatever the kind of life that we have inside.
神早就知道
God already knows.
很多人也知道
Many people know already.
但是我们自己常常不知道。
Oftentimes we ourselves do not realize.
所以神容许环境来显明我们。
So God allows circumstances to come our way to reveal that.
为了要洁净我们。
To cleanse us.
为了要医治。
To heal us.
为了要替换。
To renew us.
让我们越来越像他。
That we may be more and more like him.
我们可以活出人的最好。
That we may live out the very best.
三年以前。
Three years ago,
美国的 Space Shuttle 太空梭啊
the Space Shuttle in the United States,
哥伦比亚号就在他们回到地图快回到地球的时候
and the Shuttle Columbia right before it was coming into the atmosphere of the Earth,
突然爆炸
it exploded,
七个人全部死掉
all seven on board lost their lives.
那在这个太空梭他们里面的队长 Captain,
and the Captain among the crew,
他叫做 Rick Husband,
his name was Rick Husband.
在他升天之前
And right before they took off,
他用录音机留了话给他两个孩子。
And he left a message on a recorder for his children.
因为每一个人去都希望回来。
But everybody goes and wants to return.
但是没有一个人可以保证自己一定回来。
But no one can guarantee the fact that they will return from this mission.
所以他预先给他孩子留下的话。
So beforehand, he left a message for his children.
在他的信息里面。
So in the message that he left,
他特别盼望劝他的孩子要终身学习信靠神。
He particularly reminded his children that all the days of their life to trust in the Lord.
他说第一，你们一定要有正确的人生观。
He says the first thing you must have is have the right attitude for life.
第二个，你们要建立美好的品格。
And secondly, you have to build up a good character.
第三个，要过有意义的生活。
Thirdly, live a meaningful life.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得年轻的孩子记不记得这三件事情。
The young people among us, do you remember these three things?
我们大人孩子一起来背好吧。
Let's remember together these three things.
他讲的第一个什么？
The very first one.
要有正确的人生观。
Have the right attitude for life.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
要建立美好的品格。
Cultivate a good characters.
第三个。
Thirdly.
要过有意义的生活。
To live a meaningful life.
到底我们有没有一个可以存到永远、有永恒价值的人生目标和意义呢
？Do you have a purpose that can last forever？
在我们人生的路上，我们的生命有没有一直被主来改变，让我们能够建立起不仅仅是美好的品格
？On your way in this life, do you continue to allow the Lord to build up not only good characters,
而是以他的性情有份,
but to be a partaker of his nature,
得到神的生命和性情,
to have the life of the Lord and his nature.
那什么是最有意义的生活呢?
And what is the most meaningful life?
决定不是今生的得着,
it is not what you can lay hold of in this life.
来在于我们是不是能够容神的那个义人。
But it depends on whether you can glorify God and bless others.
我记得不久以前我曾经问过弟兄姊妹。
And I remember not long ago I asked everyone.
我说有一个牧师讲天堂的好，讲天国的美好。
And the pastor once talked about how wonderful heaven was.
讲完以后问说大家愿意上天堂的举手。
And he said, everybody who's willing to go to heaven, please raise your hand.
全部都举手。
Everybody raised their hand.
他接着问说那你愿意现在就上天堂的举手。
And everybody who's willing to go to heaven right now, raise your hand.
一个都不举啊。
Nobody want to raise their hands.
那上次我问我们弟兄姊妹还有几个人举了。
And last time I asked, there's some of you who raised your hands.
那弟兄姊妹圣经上说总要趁着还有今天。
But the Bible says while it is called today.
我们真的要把每一天过得最好。
Live every day to its best.
报纸上有一个小小的文章
And there's a small article on the newspaper.
他曾经讲过，他说每一天，每一个今天都曾经是明天。
He says that every one of today was once, will become tomorrow.
都曾经是。
Oh, was once. One more time.
Once, 每一个今天都曾经是明天。
Oh.Every one of today was going to be tomorrow.
Has been tomorrow.
Has been tomorrow.
每一个今天都将成为昨天。
And every one of these todays will become tomorrow.
Will become yesterday. 好可怜。好好过好今天。
Live today well.
就是创造美好的明天。
It is to create a better tomorrow.
就是写下美好的历史。
Is writing down a wonderful history.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们不是只是回忆过去。
Friends, sisters, I pray that you're not just reminiscing about the past.
有很多人回忆过去，不是得意就是懊悔。
A lot of people, when they think about the past, they are either gloating or they are regretting.
也不要只是憧憬未来。
And don't just press for the future.
好好的过好今天。
Live today well.
过好今天。
And if you have lived this day well,
就是过好未来。
Then you will live.The future well.
过好今天,
if you live today well,
就是留下美好的历史,
you have left a beautiful history.
那我们在神的面前, 今生不白活。
And so today, before the Lord, we have not wasted this life.
我想我的信息停在这, 我们有个祷告。
I'll end my message here. Let's have a word of prayer.
主我们何等的谢谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你还把今天留给我们。
That you've given us today.
当它还被称为是今天的时候
Now, while it is still called today,
你让我们不仅仅在你的面前要来得着你的上好
Not only you want us to lay hold of the very best,
你让我们这个人能够活出我们的最好
But you also want us to live out our very best.
主啊我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
然后你让我们周围有这么多亲爱的朋友和我们的家人
There's so many dear friends and families around us.
但愿在我们有限的人生里面
And the limited lifespan,
你让我们不仅仅珍惜这样子相遇的机会
Then not only will we treasure the times we have together,
不仅仅珍惜彼此有的关系
And not only treasure the relationships that we have,
你更是让我们抓住这样子的机会彼此切实相爱
But we will lay hold of every opportunity to truly love one another.
我们也一起来爱你
That we will all together to come
and love you. 一起来荣耀你
And to glorify you.
但愿怎样终身活着为耶稣
And that all the days of our life we may really live for Jesus.
为着你的荣耀而活着
And to live for your glory.
为着成为人的祝福而活着
And for the sake of become blessings to others.
成为我们简单具体而有意义的人生目的
Be a simple and a purposeful life.
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。